Turkish opposition member of parliament Eren Erdem has reiterated his claims that Islamic State is producing sarin gas in Syria, but he's now being investigated for treason over the allegations. In the latest statement, the member of parliament said that the ISIL members obtained the chemicals necessary for the production of sarin, which was transported through Turkey. He also demanded that President Erdogan apologize. The MP wrote about a lynching campaign against him and his party ever since he shared the allegations in an interview with us. Eren Erdem complained that he received hundreds of death threats on social media after we aired the interview. And Turkey-based journalist Merav Savir attempted to meet with the group responsible for the harassment.
The campaign against Eren Erdem is gaining momentum fast and also on social media. The Ottoman Ertz is associated with the ruling AK party and is seen by many as the group that does the party's dirty work. They are known for harassing opposition political parties and newspapers. Now, we've reached out to several media outlets here in Istanbul to see if they will comment about the group, but many told us they're afraid to talk to us because we're Russian media and they're afraid of the backlash they may receive. One group, Bilgun, was willing to tell us about it.
Ottoman Hearths is a new organization which in fact can be described as Erdogan's militia force. They have recently organized violent activities in various areas and have the support of the government, such as the attack on the Hurriyet newspaper.
The attack on Hurriyet happened on the same day that the opposition Republican People's Party offices were vandalized by men identifying themselves as members of the Ottoman Hearths. Founded just 5 years ago, the movement, which wants to restore Islamic and Ottoman culture, already counts more than a million members. They claim to have a deep love for President Erdogan and are willing to resort to death threats and attacks on politicians or journalists who dare criticize the regime.